from the interim director, Division of Employee Benefits, requesting authorization to execute a contract extension with United Healthcare for third-party administrative services for Milwaukee County's medical plan, effective January 1st, 2012. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, who approved this item as amended by a vote of 5-1. Mr. Session is handing out the amendment.
Okay, we'll just take a quick minute to look over the amendments here.
Mr. Chairman, to summarize the amendment, in the course of approving this to the county board, Mr. Hancher continued negotiations with Milwaukee County Transit System. This amendment would include the CTS proposed contract. This approves an amendment with CTS and the DOC of the county.
Mr. Hanchick, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Matt Hanchick, I'm the Interim Director of Employee Benefits. The original report in front of you is requesting authorization for a 7-year extension for medical administrative services for our county health plan. This would put it effectively through 2014, which is in sync with the end of our prescription drug contract with Medco, keeping both up for bid at the same time. The scope of the contract is for the administration of the health plan for COVID services, as well as clinical services and network contract. For this, we conducted a full RFP in the first quarter of this year. It consisted of, including 2016 to 2017, consisting of members of the County Benefits Division, the board staff, and our fiscal staff. Through this, we came to the conclusion that, somewhat unsurprising, that United Healthcare was still far and away the best deal for the county for the foreseeable future. The results of it basically demonstrated that the gap is narrowed a bit, though. There were three finalists in this. There was a fourth WPS, which withdrew after clarification of the bid requirements. The other finalists were Anthem and Humana. United Healthcare was approximately $10 million better than both of the closest competitors as a result of all the evaluations with assistance from Cambridge Advisory Group. The one area where Brown made up the gap that narrowed in terms of the overall admin fees, the competitors were a bit closer in that, although it was still clearly United Healthcare in the most favorable position there. And then the network itself, Anthem actually provided a slightly broader network than United Healthcare's. The primary difference being the Madison area where United Healthcare had a gap in its coverage. Overall, that difference is not material enough to offset the outcome of this. It is still the overwhelming majority of our employees and retirees in the Milwaukee metro area. The numbers bear out that United Healthcare is still our best bid, and we continue to exceed our expectations on some of this market delivery. The amendment in front of you is actually in reference to Milwaukee County Transit System. In the course of working through this, the benefits division was directed by Chairman Holloway, then Executive Holloway, and it was actually propelled forward as well by subsequent executives Pratt and Avery. We're seeking out ways to find collaborative efforts between other municipalities, and we're focused in on the transit system because of their direct relationship with us and the coincidence that they were also working with United Healthcare at the time. Effectively, what we're doing is we're proposing holding them under the county's contract, the terms of the contract, for self-funded administrative fees as opposed to the fully insured arrangement that they currently have. This is similar to the action that the county board took in 2006 in modifying the WPS contract from fully insured to self-funded. The same principles that apply to drive savings then apply now. What this effectively effectively the dealers would establish a transit system as a subgroup under the county. They would still be independent for administering their own benefit plans, just under the terms of the agreement that we have with the United Health. They would be responsible for the admin, the employee support. They would just leverage our administrative tools and our negotiating power via better deal. And it would change the way that they pay their bills. It would effectively be self-funding. The amendment, what it's seeking is permission for me, one, to execute the contract with United Healthcare with regards to Milwaukee County, but then also to work with Corporation Council and Council for United Healthcare to create a second addendum to that contract and bring that second addendum to the contract back to the appropriate committees for approval. That second addendum would basically need to contain the whole harmless language indemnification and non-disclosure for us to be able to put them under our agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Hemchick. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, we all applaud Chairman Holloway. He's been a real trailblazer as far as you know, finding health insurance money, and so this is just, you know, another tentacle that he is pursuing, and obviously others have joined in and stuff. But Chairman Holloway, let's be fair, started this whole thing many years ago. Well, not many years ago, but five, six, seven years ago. That said, I'm not sure, and I guess what concerns me about the Milwaukee County Transit System part of this, and I don't know if these amendments, as I'm reading, I guess, I believe all of us got letters from 998 that simply said that when this initially was presented to us, that the people from 998 were not involved in any kind of negotiations whatsoever. And I on the surface, that bothers me because, you know, if they're going to be affected, they ought to know what's going on. And maybe there's a legitimate reason why that did not take place. But I'd like to know that before we send all of this through, that, you know, they're going to at least have a seat at the table. I mean, are we just going to force this on them? I guess so. Is that what this amendment does, you know, Mr. Hanchick, can you shed some light on that piece?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, what's before you is not an amendment or a resolution to put the county transit system on Milwaukee County's benefit plans. It's strictly to leverage our administrative tools. The benefit that's been negotiated by transit unions should still be in effect. There would still be a negotiable item between them and transit. This just changes the way that the transit system pays its bills. I have consulted with the appropriate people at the transit system themselves. I have not worked with their union. Ultimately, I think that's an issue between the transit system and their union, but I would venture to say that unions are not affected by this. This is something that's behind the scenes. This is the way the county pays its bills. And most of the impact that they would be receiving a new insurance card from United Healthcare. The intent would be to replicate their plan already with United Healthcare using the same network as Milwaukee County in a self-funded manner with the terms that we've negotiated with UHC.
So you're saying that they didn't need to be consulted on this?
My understanding of labor's contract, of transit's contract with their union, is that they have the right for selecting their vendor and selecting their method of payment. That's all that this would change. This does not change the negotiated plan design, the deductibles, the co-pays, and so on. Well, I would have to defer to transit to know exactly what their agreement with their union is.
You know, on the surface, Mr. Hanchick, what you're saying, I can understand. But, I mean, it goes back to an elementary point, and that is that, I mean, wouldn't common business sense simply make sure that everybody knows what's going on? I mean, it's not like something's being a fast one's being pulled here. But, I mean, you know, just because you can do something, doesn't mean that you can't, give somebody a heads up or whatever. I mean, I guess, I'm just kind of amazed at how we seem to stumble on simple things, okay? I mean, common courtesy would have been, okay, this is what's going on, this is what I'm doing, that kind of stuff, versus us getting a letter saying, we have no idea what you're talking about. So, we do some good stuff, and then we do some goofy stuff, and it's disappointing because there's some stuff that we're our own worst enemies on, and I'm still not sure why they were not informed, but I understand that we can do this, and so I'm going to make the motion to support what the Finance Committee did.
Thank you, Supervisor Borkowski. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Couple questions. Some of these were, I think, asked in Finance yesterday, but I was trying to listen but also making calls, so I didn't hear all the answers. One was with respect to the savings. Would the savings be distributed proportionately between the county and Trans System for based on the members involved, or how do we anticipate that would be distributed?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the savings that are being referenced here are basically a $2 million reduction in expenditures in anticipated expenditures for the transit system. The budget impact of it would be roughly $1.1 million. The reason it's not a one-to-one ratio there is that the way that they are required to calculate their OPEB value for their legacy costs, their retiree medical costs, they still have to book the same expenses. They would not realize those savings. They would only realize the charge of the savings associated with active employees. The savings themselves would basically be on the transit system's bottom line, reducing the amount of money that they would in turn have to ask the county for.
So there isn't an overall savings. Maybe I should back up with the basic what. So the savings is the result of the increased scale of the combination of the two employee groups, or is the savings really the result of the switch to a self-insured system instead of a fully insured system?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, the savings are derived from the switch to self-funding. It's basically the elimination of the profit margin that UnitedHealthcare builds in on insured products and the 2% Wisconsin fully insured premium tax that we would not be paying.
Okay. All right. Then I understand the split then. Okay. And then the other was, I think it's for Mr. Grady, a question, Mr. Chairman, about... I think Supervisor Jersic raised it. Whether there's any issue of sort of the separation that we've created in having a transit system that is separate from us, whether we create an issue by such a close contractual relationship here, whether we sort of impair the separation that we have.
Mr. Grady?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that one of the reasons for the amendment as it's written was to have Corporation Counsel look at that as part of the contract negotiations. We have started looking at that and have some sort of preliminary conclusions, but I really think we need to take a more detailed, lengthy look at it. And we will do that as part of the process of the contract negotiations. And obviously, if we think there's a problem, we will let you know. If we don't, then the amendment would allow the contract to proceed back to the committee. I mean, it's coming back to the committees regardless. And so if we have an issue, we will raise it when it comes back to the committees. As I sit here right now, I would say no, but I want to get more time to look at it.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Katie, yes.
I just wanted to let you know the Finance Committee made a formal referral yesterday to the Corporation Council.
Okay.
So a full opinion will come back.
Yeah.
Before the board had a chance to review just the MCPS contract portion, still allowing the UHC portion to go through. So they will weigh in on those issues that I've worked with.
Okay. Supervisor Lipson?
Yeah, then I need a better clarification. So the action they took was referring the resolution that's in the packet to Corp Counsel, no? Or just that issue?
No.
Just that issue. So if we take this up with the amendment, if we take up the amendment, what we would be sending forward would take, would contain both issues, as well as the referral is sort of embedded.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, what it would do is authorize the Employee Benefits Division to execute the contract with UHC without the MCPS provisions. It would allow them to continue to flush out those details, get that ready, bring back the contract and the Corporation Council opinion for another review by the board.
Yeah.
Does the amendment have a sponsor, or how is that?
The motion right now, I believe, is to concur with the action for finance. The sponsor, the mover yesterday, I believe, the supervisor voted for the amendment.
Oh, so, okay.
This is new to us, too.
I got you. Okay.
Well, I'll comment on it.
So concurrence with finance.
Yeah.
Includes they moved this
yes.
amendment as part of
yes.
the period.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt?
Yeah, well, I feel a little compelled to just add to that just a little bit, is that this was something that was obviously publicized, and when we looked at, I mean, these are two separate issues. You know, the contract itself, UnitedHealthcare, has been really been good for us, and that's why we're continuing. You know, I'd like to point out in finance yesterday, and we talked about, you know, health costs have gone up dramatically. You all know the problems with businesses and governments particularly, too. But the fact that in... You correctly stated, and I was going to get to that point, but you said it. It's going from the fully insured to the self-insured. We have saved, and this has been documented, Mr. Hare has been testifying from it, because we've saved $100 million the last 3 years by this board deciding that the fully insured wasn't working, and through finance, and you know, that was a long and hairy deal, but it was the right thing to do, and we needed to have people on board. But we needed to be for, you know, open communication here. We need to hire Cambridge, and Cambridge is still helping us making decisions in these areas, but I think that's been money very well spent. And then also MTS then has to, you know, internally work on this, because you only, by going to self-insured, maybe everybody understands this, is that you get the chance for all the discounts instead of going to a third party. And this is where we've made up so much of the money. It's not to say our insurance costs haven't increased. We know how a large part of our budget is our insurance costs. But if we wouldn't have taken these steps, if we wouldn't have been gone to be self-assured, and I think this will help our transit too. It doesn't help us in any way, as was stated. You know, I think that should be clear also. But you know, transit is working under a significant deficit, as we all understand. Okay. And one way they can help their own situation without having to come to us for more money is allowing them to save over $1 million by working out with their own insurance. So those are the real pluses here, and that's what my finance went with it, I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other questions or comments? We have a motion to concur with finance and audit. Please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Abstain.
Six ayes, zero noes, one abstention. The motion to concur with the Committee on Finance and Audit is approved.
Thank you. Item number 8, please.
Mr. Chair, the item